The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Talk about some of the issues in this culture that really I don't recall us ever having to face before. This whole phrase, for example, of cancel culture. And progressive politics and BLM and critical race theory and on it goes. There are some serious dynamics that have these names that really most people may not understand, but they represent a real serious danger to our country and our culture, don't they?
They absolutely do. And I've been asked repeatedly by folks such as you on various different programs and shows, how did this happen? How did we get here? Well, I firmly believe you have three entities in every culture that are responsible for inculcating the values and the ideas into their progeny, into their children and grandchildren, the generations that follow them. And those three entities would be the teachers, the preachers, and the parents. And I would argue that all three have dropped the ball. And the reason we're having this problem right now is we've created this monster. Teachers stopped teaching truth. They started elevating feelings over facts. They started attending to opinions rather than truths. Never once while I was a college president did I hand a diploma to anybody on graduation day and say, congratulations, you have a degree in opinions. I never once offered a major in opinions because that would be absurd. That would be absurd. You're supposed to learn something when you go to college. I'm not going to celebrate your opinion. I don't care what your opinion is. Learn what's true in your relative discipline of business and accounting and marketing and physics and biology and physiology. Learn what's true in literature and English. That's the point of education. But our teachers have dropped the ball and elevated feelings over facts. They've reversed the direction of the academy. The ivory tower has crumbled. And preachers with a P, preachers have imbibed the Kool-Aid. Now we hear about affirming churches rather than confessional churches. If I hear one more word about an emergent evangelical church or an affirmational church, I'm going to scream. I don't go to church to be affirmed. I go to church to confess. I go to church to hear a good sermon on the need to repent. My land, we don't issue trigger warnings before altar calls. At least I hope we don't. And then parents, how's that helicopter parenting working for us? We've been hovering around our kids trying to be their best friend rather than accepting the responsibility of being their parents. So teachers and preachers and parents have been passing on terrible ideas, and they haven't been teaching the truth. They haven't been demanding maturity. They haven't been modeling adulthood to their kids. We're in this mess right now because garbage in, garbage out. And the solution just might be goodness in, goodness out, if we would return to the time-tested truths that God has given us as the parameters for human freedom. We can flourish within a good culture, one that's defined by God rather than a safe culture that's controlled by government.
And is this not really the seeds of it? Were they not being sown clear back in the days of one of your late colleagues, Francis Schaeffer, who insisted on that very point that now we have to talk about truth with a capital T, true truth, as he called it?
Absolutely. The subtitle of my first book, Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth. When you abandon truth and you say that it no longer exists any longer, the truth is just a construct. It's a social construction of what we decide it will be. You get to this land of absurdity, this Alice in Wonderland where the Mad Hatter claims that male equals female and female equals male. It's the land that Isaiah warned us of, for bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter and evil is good and good is evil. When we reverse definitions and claim the authority of God to define everything, when we claim, when we eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and we displace God, we kick God out of the discussion, and we claim to be the authority over everything and the definers of all, we're in a very ugly place, because truth doesn't exist any longer, just power.
Now, you say there are 20 lessons in this book that make it really, they really underscore what's important for this country and how to get from where we are to where we need to be. Can you walk us through some of those lessons?
Well, let's just take this one. One of the chapter titles is Don't Fall in the Pool. And in that particular chapter, I tell the story of Narcissus and how he was so infatuated with himself that he stood on the river's edge, this Greek god, falling in love with his own image, infatuated with his own beauty, and what happens? He slips into the pool and he drowns. His self-infatuation, his love affair with himself, his childish adolescence was his death. This was a suicidal self-worship. And this is a perfect description of what's going on in our culture right now. My land, when Everett Piper and Don Crow and Bill Maher agree on this issue, you know something is going on.
Right.
Bill Maher just did a monologue 2 weeks ago where he said that the problem with today's culture is that the youth don't understand that with age comes wisdom. And he then went on to say, it's not that we don't understand what you're saying, speaking of old people to younger people. It's we do understand what you're saying. We do understand your ideas. And then to quote Bill Maher, he said, it's just that your ideas are stupid. Okay, when you and I and Bill Maher are on the same page, we're recognizing that there's a problem here. We might want to wake up and recognize that we need to unify around the solution. And the solution is to return to those time-tested truths that have been given to us by God.
Another chapter, lesson number 4, pack jumper cables.
This is a lesson of being prepared. I tell the story of how a graduate from college once received at his graduate party so jumper cables. It's kind of an absurd gift. But over the course of time, he recognized that all the other gifts, either the money was spent or the other gifts became obsolete. They were trinkets and toys that he didn't use anymore. But those jumper cables stayed with him for life. Those jumper cables represented practicality, preparation, being ready for the crisis. Not only the crisis that you might suffer with your own car, but now because you have those jumper cables, other people come to you to help you and ask you to solve their problems when they need their car jumped and it stalled out on the road. So this is an anecdote of being prepared. Recognize that there are some ideas that have been around for a long time. They're biblical ideas. They're grounded in a Judeo-Christian ethic. They're solid ideas. These ideas were given to you by God. They weren't made up by government just yesterday. These ideas represent the jumper cables of life that allow you to respond to a crisis when it comes your way.
I've already talked about it, but it merits mentioning again, lesson 5. I love the title and the focus of it. Don't argue with the mechanic. And you quote Winston Churchill on this matter.
Well, this is the one where some people just know how to take care of things that you know nothing about. Okay? So if you want your car fixed, take it to a mechanic and stop acting like you can diagnose it yourself. You know what those little sounds mean, and you go in and try to tell the mechanic what needs to be done with your car. Frankly, you probably, and I probably, don't know what we're talking about. Find a good mechanic and don't argue with him. There's value in paying attention to those people that have gone before us. Understand the quadrilateral that was given to us by Augustine and then by John Wesley, et cetera. And the quadrilateral is tested by time, confirmed by experience, validated and given to us in Revelation. And these things are there because these people have the experience.
Do we still have them? Did we lose them? Are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay,
I'm
go ahead.
Here. Are you there?
I got you now, yeah. We lost you
for just a second.
I
was basically just saying the mechanic needs to be listened to because he has the experience, the knowledge of how to fix the car, whereas you and I probably don't. So listen to the people that have been around for a year, few years, more than we have, who understand how to apply those biblical principles and give us human freedom rather to enslave us in our own opinions and our own sin.
A final couple of minutes for this visit, and we do need to pursue this further in days to come back to it, Everett, but I'm deeply concerned, I'm sure you are. You've already mentioned one of the causal factors in any culture, one of the shaping forces is the church and the pulpit, and I'm deeply concerned about the recent seeming acceleration of compromised doctrine in the church itself, in the evangelical community, to where we're now agreeing and calling black white and white black, so to speak, in order to get along with everybody. Speak to the need to stay with the truth, as Jude so powerfully called for in contending for the faith in that one chapter little book so long ago.
Well, if the church buys the lie, if the church drinks the Kool-Aid of postmodernity, if the church diminishes the view of Scripture, the problem we're having with the evangelical church today is a low view of Scripture. If you do not believe in the inerrancy of the Word, the infallibility of the Word, that the Word is absolute, and that it is our final measuring rod outside of those things being measured, to quote C.S. Lewis, the church is the defender of the Word. The Word is the final measuring rod for the church. But unfortunately today, you have people like Andy Stanley saying that we need to unhitch ourselves from the Old Testament. Well, Jesus didn't unhitch himself from the Old Testament. Neither did any of the apostles. They honored the Old Testament. A low view of Scripture will always result in the elevation of man and the diminishment of God. It will result in the elevation of sin and the diminishment of confession. And that's what we see in our culture right now, because the church hasn't preached confession and repentance. It's turned into a church of affirmation and enablement rather than one that stands on biblical truth.
Good words, my friend. We need them, and let's talk more about them in days to come, all right?
Blessings. Thank you for having me on.
Dr. Everett Piper, again, he is a prolific author of some excellent books. You already know his background as a former president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University and a contributing columnist for the Washington Times as well. I highly recommend the first one you want to get, Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning the Truth, and then his most recent that we've just discussed briefly, Life Isn't Safe, But It's Good, and the front end of the title is Grow Up. Check it out for yourself at Amazon or your usual sources, and his own website is drdreverettpiper.com.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.